Happy Pentecost. It doesn't really have the same ring as Merry Christmas, but just like on Christmas, how we celebrate the arrival of the baby Jesus, on Pentecost, we celebrate the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And while the most famous story about the Holy Spirit probably comes from Acts chapter 2, the most dramatic, certainly, where there's tongues of fire hovering over the disciples' heads, the Holy Spirit, the story of the Holy Spirit really begins at the beginning of creation, where it says in Genesis 1 that the Spirit hovered over the waters. And then in Genesis 2, we get God breathing God's breath into the first human, into the first man, who wasn't alive until he received that breath, that ruah, that Spirit. And then later on in the Hebrew scriptures, in the book of Proverbs, we're told to seek that same Spirit, which is called Lady Wisdom. Seek her like you would seek silver or gold. Seek her like hidden treasures, and then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and you will find the knowledge of God. And it's that same Spirit of Wisdom that filled the Virgin Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, with the knowledge and love of God. When she saw Mary, she saw her cousin and said, "You are blessed among women." She had that knowledge of the Spirit in her, and she was the first person to proclaim Jesus as Lord in the Gospels. And it was that same Spirit who descended upon that upper room where the disciples were hiding 50 days after Jesus' death, 50 days after the Passover. So this moment, this scene that we get in Acts chapter 2 was also taking place during, so it's the Jewish Pentecost, which is the festival or the Feast of Weeks, which is the Jewish Harvest Festival, which is a Jewish Harvest Festival, I should say. And this is where in Jerusalem at the time, pilgrims would come from all over the land and bring their fruits and gifts of wheat and offerings to the temple. So it was a celebration of a spiritual harvest. But the disciples are not out partying with everyone else. They're hiding in this room because they are afraid that they will be found and put to death for being followers of Jesus. And that's the moment when the tongues of fire descend on them, and all of a sudden they're speaking different languages that they have never been taught, and they're understanding one another. So the miracle is not just speaking different languages, but understanding. And pilgrims who are around that house where they're staying, all of the people in the city, come rushing towards that room because there are certain urgent questions that need to be answered, like, is the house on fire? Or is there a hurricane that's, like, where's this wind coming from? Is the wind blowing up a hurricane? And the most colorful one, is everyone drunk? Peter was the one to explain it. No, we're not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But then he goes on to quote the prophet Joel. And this is the most important part, because Joel the prophet had prophesied that God would pour out God's Spirit on all flesh, and all of your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they all shall prophesy. The disciples' ability to speak in different languages was this gift of universal understanding in the midst of confusion. And I'd imagine that for those first disciples, they would have done anything that day, in those days, to regain some control over their lives. Their leader had just been executed by the state, and they were waiting for their own executions to come, and they were hiding. We also, no one likes feeling out of control. We do our best to regain control, especially when things get messy. But in our lives, so often control, a sense of control, can elude us. Whether it's nonsensical violence, or the sudden death of a loved one, or divorce, all of these things can just unravel our most carefully laid plans. And the sheer volume of things that are outside of our control is really troubling if you stop to think about it. So most of us don't stop to think about this. But the Holy Spirit, what we're celebrating today, the Holy Spirit is our companion in life's messiness. We have so many translations of the word spirit, but one of my favorites comes from the word paraclete, which means comforter. Some of us are in a chapter in life because of various circumstances where we only need the Spirit to be our comforter. And some of us are in a place in life where we need the Spirit to get us moving, to help us to be better, to do better. I think, realistically, most of us probably need a good dose of both of those things. When control inevitably evades our grasp, I think one of the very human things that we do as creatures is we try to control not just ourselves, but we try to control other people. So one of the ways that we do this, both we as individuals and we as people groups, is by classifying other people according to our perception of them as insiders or outsiders, or our perception of how they might be defined by their race or language or ethnicity. Because other people's differences can so often feel threatening to us. I want to go back to Acts chapter 2 for a second, where the pilgrims who heard everyone speaking in different tongues said to one another, "That can't be right. Those people can't be speaking in different languages. They're Galileans." Galileans. Remember, Galilee is that backwater where Jesus was born. Nothing good can come from Galilee. But those people, they're bilingual, trilingual, that can't be right, they're Galileans. They're just classifying them, trying to make sense of that mess. We cannot oftentimes control the thoughts that come into our own heads. I wish we could. But what we can control is the way that the Spirit can enter our hearts and our minds and to help us translate those thoughts into love, into loving words that build up God's kingdom. Pentecost for us is a reminder of the totally unmerited gift of God's grace that falls on each and every one of us. So in a nutshell, the Spirit's work, the Holy Spirit's work, is that she comes to us in the out-of-controlness, in the messiness of our lives, and comforts us and transforms us. The Feast of Pentecost is really, I think, a relief and a reminder that we don't have to pretend like we have it all together or that all of our plans are working out or that they will work out. The Spirit, welcoming the Spirit in is an opportunity to admit that we're all just living in so much uncertainty. And through that same Spirit, God breaks down our propensity to reduce others to a category. The gift of Pentecost is that God pours out the Spirit on all flesh, regardless of skin color, hair texture, age, gender, sexual orientation, and yes, political affiliation. This Sunday, we remember that story of Pentecost. We remember that we are all breathing the Spirit that's given to us by God. And we also celebrate the fact that the Spirit's with us right now, right here today. At that first, not the first Pentecost, but the first Pentecost after Jesus died, Acts says, people from far and wide were amazed and astonished about what they saw was happening. And what they saw, what happened right after the tongues of fire came down, were new Christians by the thousands were coming towards Jerusalem, coming to the disciples to be baptized. New Christians by the thousands. Here's a question for us this morning. What is the Spirit asking us to do, St. Paul's asking us to do, that would cause other people to be amazed and astonished about God's love for us? Whoever you are, and wherever you are, Joel's prophecy is is for you. It's not just for preachers. The prophet Joel's vision is that God would pour out the Spirit on all flesh. It was the gift for all of us. And the Holy Spirit is with all of us now, comforting us where we need it, disturbing us where we need it, and urging us and helping us to seek a deeper understanding. So when you come forward for the Eucharist, be filled by that Spirit which continues to offer us the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let your minds be filled and opened to the work that's going on today. Amen.